Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. It is Willie Lawson here with our program, Talking With. We haven't done Talking With in way too long. We haven't been on this platform to do Talking With in a very long time. So if you're tuning in for Real Talk or one of the other kinds of programs that I do on this platform, this is not it. If you're looking to yell about politics and the election, this is not the program. And some of you will pop in later, I guess, and call and try to talk about politics. The chat, I will do my best to open the chat room. I've not been successful opening this chat room in about 6 years. we'll see how it works. So if you've got things to talk about in the chat room, go right ahead. We won't be talking about the election. We won't be talking about Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Mike Pence or Kamala Harris. We just won't be. The exciting part about this program is we're going to be talking to a gentleman named Kenyon Glover. Kenyon Glover is a Renaissance man. If you go to Kenyon's website, you will find that he is a former pro basketball player. I think he played in Europe. He's a producer. He's a model, a motivational speaker, and an actor, and also an author now. Kenyon has written a book called The Rebirth and Resurrection of a New Man, Faithful and Focused. This book is about his struggle and his journey through depression and figuring things out. You know, we all, especially now, it is really hard for a lot of people to, and I'm going to say it this way, get their feet under them. There's so many forces pushing on people, pulling on people. You know what? It is our own emotional, spiritual baggage that weighs us down, that blinds us a lot of times. And it's tough. I mean, it can be. It can be really tough. So it is super exciting when somebody has gone through said struggle or said struggles and have come out better on the other side. And these are the stories that we need to hear. And of course, if you listen to Talking With before, what we do is just talk to folks. We just talk to people who are doing cool things, who have written books, who are looking at life a little differently now than they might have before. And this is a story of Kenyon Glover. And Kenyon Glover has this wealth of experience that he has gone through. And this wealth of experiences, I should say, and perspectives that has brought him to this point. He's going to be calling in just a few minutes. I really can't wait to have conversation with him and have him share what we're, what his book's about and a little bit about his life. So listen, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back right after these messages. 1 minute. You know, every man my age should have three things, in my opinion. First, you should have your own barber. Second, you should have your own car mechanic. And third, you should have your own florist. That's right, florist. My florist is Christine Vasconcello at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located at 11618 North Florida Avenue, here in Tampa, Florida. An FTD Top 100 florist, Blooming Days meets all of your floral needs while respecting your budget. Give Christine a call at 813-933-1942. www.bloomingdays.com. Told you, 1 minute. Told you, 1 minute. And that's all it was. Isn't that a great spot? Yeah. I'm not playing guitar in that in that spot. But in any case, you know, it is super important that we get, especially during this time, that we get opportunities to hear from people who have gone through different experiences and, again, who are coming out of the other side and can encourage people. So many people actually make it. I think there's a lot of people, a lot of times that we don't think that people make it, but a lot of times people make it. We just don't hear about it. We just don't hear about it, and we need to hear about it. So we're going to bring on Mr. Glover. He is on line one. We're going to bring on Mr. Glover, and he's going to introduce himself and tell you a little bit about who he is, you know, what he's done, and then we're going to start talking about the book. Let me click the button, make sure I don't bring the internet down. Let's see here. I'm clicking the button, and I didn't bring the internet down. I've done that before. Don't laugh. I've done that before. I've clicked this button, and the entire eastern seaboard just went dark. Good morning, Mr. Glover. How are you? Welcome to Talking With.
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good for an older fella. I really am. It's surprising to everybody.
You said older fella.
Yeah, it's surprising to everybody. So, again, welcome. Thanks for coming on this morning. I really appreciate it. I look at your bio. Dude, when have you had time to do all the stuff that you've done?
Well, first of all, man, thanks for having me on. It's definitely a pleasure to be on here. And yeah, man, it's just a passion of mine. Everything that you see that I do or have done, man, it's just things I love to do. You know, God has given me many gifts to share with the world, and I'm just sharing my gifts with the world. So why keep them in when it's meant for me to share, right?
Amen. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, tell the folks a little bit about a thumbnail sketch about what you've been able to do all the way from a basketball career to motivational speaking. See, people think that that's going to be a straight line, but it's not going to be a straight line at all. Go ahead and tell folks.
Yeah, not at all, man. Yeah, I started off playing basketball. Basketball was pretty much all I wanted to do since I was 6 years old. And, you know, I did manage to make it all the way to professional level. I played overseas in England, and I got picked up in the NBA for a short stint. And the most unfortunate incident happens where I had one of those career-ending injuries, you know, at an early stage in my professional life. So it ended my career early, and that kind of sent me into a depression state of mind, you know, and I went into a state of depression for a long time, you know, because of that reason. And I was suicidal, and I was going through a lot of stuff, and I even actually attempted suicide on my life after that, and which was unsuccessful. And I got counseling and therapy, and next thing you know, I said, you know what, you know, God pointed me in another direction. And then I got into the entertainment industry, got into modeling, got into acting. And, you know, I wanted to use that pain and that hurt that I was going to and turn it into something that could possibly change other people's lives. So, you know, I started doing motivational speaking. I started, you know, talking to kids and empowering the kids and making an impact on other people that may have been going through depression or mental health or whatever the case may be. And that's kind of how that transition happened, you know, from me turning from sports to transitioning to, you know, speaking about, you know, my issues with depression and things of that nature. So that's kind of like how everything went about, man. And I got into, you know, other different things throughout the course of my journey here. So, you know, you never know what God wants to take you, you know. So I'm just going along for the ride. I'm just enjoying every step of it.
You know, isn't it amazing sometimes that God can take something that most people will think, you know, has made for evil, that would destroy people, and then and turn it into something that not only doesn't destroy the person, but lifts a number of other people out of the muck and mire of what the world actually offers people sometimes. That is super exciting. And and like I said in the open, the idea is now that what you get to do isn't that this wasn't just all for you, obviously. This was for other folks too. And the book that you've written, let me get the title right, because that's important. The rebirth and resurrection of a new man, faithful and focused, is available today, by the way. And y'all can go to KenyonGlover.net and get the book. KenyonGlover.net and get the book. I think it'll ship you out. That link takes you out to Amazon, but that's okay. It does. But go ahead and get that book today. What's the main message in your book, Mr. Glover?
Well, the book, The Rebirth and Resurrection of a New Man, Faithful and Focused, pretty much just talks about my journey from, childhood to where I am now and how God brought me through so many situations without me really realizing that it was Him that was bringing me through every situation, because He had an ultimate plan for me. I was listening to Pastor Creflo Dollar the other day, and he spoke on a thing called course correctors. So sometimes you go down this course, and even though you're going to, come to different bumps in the road or whatnot, sometimes God has to let you go through different things to get you back on the right course that He's trying to lead you on. Sometimes we get off course, and we have to go through different things to strengthen us, to make us better. And that leads us back to the course that He originally put us on. So that's kind of like the book that, that's kind of like what my book explains. I had to go through different things, but ultimately God got me back on the right course. And now I know I'm on the right track right now. So that's kind of like what the book explains, faithful and focused, the subtitle, pretty much is saying, be faithful in the person that God created you to be, and be focused on utilizing the gifts that God has given you. So that's pretty much ultimately what
I love how you say that, because the picture I get is, like when you're a little kid, or if you bowl like me, they put the bumpers up, and sometimes it doesn't matter how you throw the ball. The bumpers keep the ball in the lane. And sometimes God does that for us, because it isn't the devil that makes us get crazy all the time. A lot of times it's, and I don't know why this is ringing. A lot of times it's us. a lot of times it's us.
Exactly.
And we just get crazy and throw the ball down the lane in all sorts of wild ways. And God uses the bumpers to keep us in the lane, keep us from getting in the gutter. And so we can actually accomplish His goal for us at the end of the lane. So. And I think that this kind of book is really, really super important, because a lot of times people don't know a lot of times that they're bumpers. And sometimes they get to the end of their lives and don't understand. And they really don't understand that God has been keeping them on the path the whole time. Because even if you feel like so many young people, and I know you talk to young people all the time, don't feel their life is purposeful.
Yes.
They feel like there isn't any purpose to anything. Everything is just... Yeah. Groundhog's Day. You get up, you do the same thing.
Yeah.
There isn't any reason or purpose for their lives. And I know you get to talk to people, and I'm going to ask you, what do you say to young people who are, especially during these times where it is easy to believe that there is no purpose to anything you're doing, and your part in it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. We see kids who are, involved in violent crimes, and they're just like, doesn't matter what I do, because nothing has any purpose or reason to it anyway. What do you say to those young people? Because that's really the people that I kind of reminds me of me just sort of bouncing around on that bowling alley, just throwing wild balls overhand, and just destroying myself bit by bit. What do you say to those young folks?
Well, I just tell them, look, you've been planted here for a reason. You have been planted here for a purpose. God has put a purpose in you. You're not just here just to be taking up space. You're not here just for, I'm just here just to be here, whatever. I didn't ask to be here. No, you're here for a purpose. But it's up to you to tap into that potential that God has given you. And don't ever stop believing that you're not here for a reason, because you're absolutely created for a reason. So, just don't give up and find out what your passion is. Find out what you love to do and utilize that gift that God has put in you, to share with the world, because you have a gift. Whatever that gift is, you know, just try your best to tap into it, talk to people, surround yourself with the right people, people that are going to uplift you, people that are going to help you evolve and things like that. So don't ever think that you are not created for a reason, because everybody is created for a reason. Everybody was put here for a purpose, but it's up to you to not ever give up on trying to define what your purpose is.
So that's true. You know what? Nobody's a placeholder. You're not just holding a place.
Right.
You know, I taught for 15 years, and I tell kids that you're not here to warm a seat so teachers get a paycheck. You're not. That's not why you're here.
Right.
And there is this culture, I think, and I want to hear your thoughts about this. This culture of negativity, and
yes.
Unfortunately, this culture of negativity lives large in Black communities. Unfortunately,
right.
And you know, and as an old head, I remember people telling me. I remember relatives telling me, "Well, it don't matter what you do, them people ain't gonna let you do any more than they want you to do in the first place."
Right. Hmm. Right.
Really? Really? Now, when I can look and see other people achieving, people who look like me achieving, and
exactly.
I'm hearing from my relatives, you know, from your parents, from your grandparents, your cousins, aunts and uncles telling you, well, you know, you can go to that school if you want to. You know, them people ain't going to let you do nothing more than they want you to do in the first place.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
I mean, there's this culture of negativity that unfortunately still exists in the Black community. How do
Absolutely.
We... How do we get past that? How do we turn that from this culture of negativity to this culture of positivity, a culture that says that we can do whatever we set our minds to, and we
right.
have examples of people who have done just that. And I think that you're one of those
yeah.
people. How do we do that? How do we make that change? How do we make that switch in mindsets?
Well, the thing about it is we need more leaders. We need more people out there, you know, like myself, that are giving off those positive messages. We don't have enough leaders that are out there in the communities or voices that are actually being heard or want to be heard that are spreading positivity. And I just think we need more people, you know, to just speak up. I just don't think we have enough outlets because, you know, when we look on TV, we watching the news, we're watching all these reality shows or whatever the case may be, music, you know, it's just we are all taking in so much negativity from, like I said, music and television and news and things like that. And we just have to find a common ground where we're going to say, you know what, I need to, you know, pour into me more positivity. I need to surround myself with people that are positive or that are moving up or that are trying to, you know, change the narrative or that are making moves and trying to better the communities. So we just need to pay attention to what's going on, because there's an agenda that the government is going to always pour negativity into the communities. That's their agenda. They want us to stay into that negative mindset and constantly taking in bad news and things like that. So I just think we need more voices out there, more leaders, more people that want to get out and change the narrative. So I just think that's what we're missing. You know, we're just missing a lot of people that want to see a change, you know, that want to do better and see, you know, the next generation do better and think better. So that's just my opinion.
That's a good opinion. You know, it's funny. Your opinion is parallel to a dude that when I started this journey of talking to folks and radio, internet radio and the like, I talked to a dude named Andrew Breitbart, and he used the very same phrase that you used. More voices, because we're getting to the point where only certain voices from certain places and certain people get heard,
exactly.
and only certain narratives are amplified.
Yes,
that narrative that Black young men, for whatever reason, can't achieve.
Right.
We keep getting told about the achievement gap, but we never get told about what we can do as a community to narrow that gap. And we never get told about the people who are actually narrowing that gap, who are actually doing the work.
Yes. Right.
And the progress that's being made And I think that if you don't get told about the progress, you don't think there's any progress being made.
Exactly.
And that tends. And the word says what? hope deferred makes a heart sick.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that's what's happening in our community. That's why I love that you're doing this. And when I got asked to be just my minuscule part in it, I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah, of course I will. Because whatever part we can play, we need to play in that part to change that narrative. Breitbart talked about the narrative. Whoever controls the narrative controls everything.
Yeah.
And so we hear music that denigrates women, girls in our community. And that music is unfortunately that music is ascendant.
Yes.
How are we going to make sure that music isn't ascendant? It is ascendant.
Exactly.
It is what
exactly.
If you're driving down the street, I don't know about your neighborhood and where you live, but if you're driving down the street and somebody's got their car window open and the music they're playing makes me have to close my car window.
Right.
Yep. I don't want that stuff that stuff in my spirit. And I think that's
exactly.
And I want to get into that because a lot of what we're talking about, in order to be resurrected, you have to really control the eye gates and the ear gates, what you take in.
What you
so we
your
need
spirit.
To start
exactly.
We need to start trying to find some way to let people know that all this stuff is just not some religious mumbo jumbo. This stuff is true. And this is the only way out of our current situation, and not just in our community, but in our nation and our world as well. I mean, I'm just starting with my community because that's where I live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can only plant a garden in my yard first. I can't plant a garden in my neighbor's yard. I can only plant the garden in my own yard first. So, don't you think that there are certain people who have a responsibility, who have position? A responsibility to start this culture of positivity, and why do you think they have it?
I mean, it's absolutely people that are in a position that, you know, could utilize their voice to uplift the community, the next generation, the youth, or whatever the case may be, uplift the world, you know. And for some reason, some don't take an opportunity to utilize that gift, utilize that position that they have to uplift their communities, to uplift the youth, to spread that positivity, to, you know, to feed people what they need to be actually fed. Because, like I said earlier, you know, we've taken in so much negativity from so many different sources. But, you know, I think people in power, they get so caught up in, you know, how can I get paid more? And how can I generate more money for myself? And, you know, I think it's a money grab thing for a lot of leaders that are out there that actually have that influence to really utilize the position and the voice that they actually have. And it's like the people that have a voice that want to do the right thing, that want to be a positive impact on their communities, really don't have the platform that they need. You know, they just can maybe talk to, you know, maybe a handful of people, you know, which is not a bad thing, but at the same time, people that are more up there, that have a more bigger following, just not taking that opportunity, I feel. It's just not, it's not fair, you know, to people that that need, you know, that positive influence right now. You know, we just don't have that, you know, that Martin Luther King and Malcolm X anymore, that kind of influence right now anymore, you know, because it seems like everything is just a money grab, you know, and everything's just so political and all these other things. But that's just what we're missing, man, and that's why I'm trying to utilize my platform, the little I do have, and hopefully it grows more and more and more as time goes on. But, you know, I'm trying to, you know, if I could just touch one life each and every day, you know, I feel like I'm doing my job. So, you know, that's just my position on that.
Right, you know what? And you nailed it. Everything becomes political because the spy versus spy. I don't know if you remember Mad Magazine because you're a young man and I'm an old man. Spy versus spy.
Yeah,
everything like that. Everything now is like that. It's all black and white. It's us against them, and there's no middle ground. And all that matters is that we win. It's all that matters.
Right.
And the collateral damage is just that, collateral damage. And that's a simple and that's a simplistic way to look at life. But we've got a lot more to worry about, a lot more things to consider that are many more shades of gray. There are so many people to save. And sometimes we have to put aside the aspirations of money and power. And I think it's more, and frankly, I think it's more power than money, because a lot of these people who are on these listens, they got plenty of money. They got, they haven't worried once. They haven't looked, in 25 years, they haven't looked at the mail and said, oh, the electric bill's in. I don't know how this is going to get paid. I mean, they haven't done that once in 50 years. We do that pretty much every month. We go, we got this.
Yep.
And so it's more, I think it's more power than anything else, because power is something that drives people to insanity and causes and can cause huge harm in our community. So I'm more at the idea that it's power, more power than money. What do you have? Speaking of enlarging your platform, what do you have planned is going to lead to that? I mean, obviously, other than being on the absolute best internet radio show ever in the history of internet radio shows, like this one. I'm a small fish in a rather large ocean, but I'm a feisty fish. I don't go anywhere.
I love it.
I'll bite you. He's a little fish, but he bites. I'm like a piranha. But so what things have you have planned? And better yet, outside the book, or even, including the book, will there be a tour?
Yeah.
Tell me there's going to be a tour.
Yeah. We actually, my team and I are actually working on that right now. Because of the pandemic situation, it kind of, alters a lot of things. But we're still going to figure out ways that we can include, a tour doing it, and whether it's, if it be virtual or, limited attendees, whatever the case may be. So we are trying to utilize the book and create a platform where we can go out and tour different schools and colleges or just hold different seminars or workshops or anything that we can do to come up with that can enlarge my platform and get me out there in the communities more. We're building on that right now. So if your audience is listening and they want to help me, just come out and be a speaker or whatever the case may be, hey, let's make it happen. That's what I'm all about.
Cool. Let's do that. I actually, this always scares me, we've got a caller, and I think they want to ask a question. So if you've got a question, please keep your question directed towards Mr. Glover and about his book and about his work. 1 second. All right, from the 314. Thank you for participating. How may we help you today?
Well, Willie, I was just listening. I thought you was going to harp on another subject, but I've been listening about Mr. Glover's book. So hopefully that everything is successful, and good luck to him.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yeah, they sometimes expect me to talk about current events and politics, but you know what? Not today. Not today. I've done my part already. I've talked for months, and I voted. My whole family's voted. So you know what? Not today. I want to get back into what do we do? What can we do to make our situation better? I think that somehow. I'm going to hear your thoughts on it. Somehow that power, or people believe that power, has been taken away from them and given to other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why do people believe that power to make your community, heck, to make your own family a lot of times better, or yourself better, has been taken away from them somehow?
You know what? I think we're just getting so caught up in, like we said earlier, the narrative of, I think because of the current events that's going on around the world with police brutality and injustice and all these other things, with the coronavirus and things like that, that has taken such a lead and it's such a issue right now that we've gotten away from what's most important, and that's staying solid in our own foundation, in our own homes, in our own communities. and we just letting, racism is getting out of hand nowadays. And it's like, know, we have to stand on guard. We have to like be so careful and you know, it's like it's just getting out of control, man. You know, we just getting away from the most important thing, you know, family values and things like that. So, you know, people are you know, just getting scared, getting nervous, you know, about, you know, getting pulled over by the cops or whatever. You know, it's just everything is getting out of hand, man. You know, and we need to, first of all, hopefully we get, you know, a better leader in office after this election. And you know, hopefully that'll change things a little bit and get back to some sort of, you know, not really normalcy, but just maybe feeling good about where our economy is going to head or where the country is going to head. You know, maybe that'll change things. That'll change our mindset. So I think everybody's just in a panic mode right now, man. We're just scared. We don't know what's going to happen the next day, each and every day. You know, it's no order. It's no anything right now. You know, it's scary times right now, man. Very scary times right now.
Well, it can be. It can be. But isn't that where your faith, if your faith is your foundation and not the not the world system, that's where our stability comes from.
Right. You're right. Absolutely.
And I think that, and I want to get your thoughts on it. I think that that foundation, and this didn't happen 4 years ago. This has been
right.
happening. This has been happening for a long time. That foundation
right.
has been chipped away, and chipped away, and chipped away. And some people
yeah.
have given up that foundation willingly.
Yeah.
And sometimes they give away that foundation for creature comforts for the minute. Or that feeling of pleasure for the minute. And then when we
yeah.
need, as families, as communities, that foundation to stand on, regardless of what the political atmosphere is,
right.
now we don't have it. And now
right.
we're wondering what the heck happened. Well, you know what? You gave up your foundation. You're standing on sand, and it's shifting. So, of course, you're afraid.
Right.
So of course, yeah, you should be. But
mm-hmm.
those people who are on a firm foundation, and I think this is what we need is we need to start just rebuilding the foundation.
Exactly.
Because there's going to be, the word says so. There's going to be discourse. There's going to be all the things we've seen. You know,
yeah.
and I think that that's part. I don't know how you feel about that, and you
mm-hmm.
you can tell me. I think that. The words told us from the beginning that this is what we're going to see.
Yeah.
And we're somehow amazed
yeah.
that we're actually seeing it. But
yes.
I didn't think they I didn't think we're talking about now. Well, when did you think they were talking about it? when
right.
You,
right.
Never? Either you believe it or you don't. And the word
right.
has said for a long time, this is what we're going to see. And yes, surprisingly now or not surprisingly, we're actually seeing it.
Yeah.
But my question is to you and to my listeners, what does that, especially my listeners who claim Christ, what does that have to do with you?
Mm. Wow. That's a good question, man. Like you said, we're seeing it unfold right in front of our eyes. You know,
you bet.
It's in the book.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. Everything
yeah.
we see, not just in this country, but what we see around the world.
Right.
And not just with the simplistic black versus white or racism. We see the world's systems collapsing
right.
before our very eyes. The things that people have put their faith in are collapsing.
Right.
That's why they're afraid. If you thought
yeah.
that if you have faith in your roof that it'll keep the snow out and the rain out, and you get up one morning and you can see the sun, you're going to freak out because you had your faith
yeah.
in the roof. And that's what's happening. Or the walls
yeah.
or the foundation of your home or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think a book like yours is more, I think it's more important, man, than you believe it is, than you even know it is. I think it's important
Absolutely.
That people can build their own foundation, so they can live through what and be successful through whatever.
Exactly.
Through whatever. Whoever sits in the White House or who sits in the governor's mansion or who's the mayor of their city or, you know what, or on a city council or county commission, none of that has anything to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that your book is a book that will solidify that. And again, I think this is more important than you even know, my man. I think that that will solidify people and their communities and their lives and their families. And that's what's going to drive us forward. And that's
yeah.
what's going to make life better for people.
Yeah,
that's why
absolutely.
That's why it's important. That's why that's why your story, Mr. Glover, is important. Because all the things that happened to you that
yeah.
damn near took you out, that you almost took yourself out.
Exactly.
But God
yeah.
put up bumpers and said, "No, not yet, my man. Mm-mm. Got work for you to do. I know you feel
that's
bad. Right. I know you feel bad." And you know what? And God's like, I feel you. That's terrible. It's awful that you had that injury. I know that you think your
yeah.
dreams aren't going to come true. But they are. My dreams through you will come true. And that's how you'll win. And I think that, again, I don't think that you even realize how important your book is. And what your story
You're
is.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, man.
And
you
that's
know,
what your story
is. I think we tend to forget whose we are. Whose we are. You know, greater is
You can remember that.
That is he, it is in the world. Yes, sir.
There you go. There you go.
Yes, sir.
That's the deal, man. That's what it's all about. And if we can continue to remember that, if I can remember it, and it's tough for, you know, at my age, it's tough to remember stuff. You know, it's funny. I can remember stuff that happened 30 years ago, but I have no idea what I had for lunch yesterday. How about that? It's the truth. It's the honest to God's truth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in 30 years, I'll remember what I had for lunch today. But I remember certain days, you know, 30 years ago, like it was yesterday. But if I can remember that, and if I can teach people that, and if you can teach
yeah.
people that through your book and through your tours, I think you will have more effect than you know.
Yeah.
I think you'll have more effect than you know. Bro, I am praying for you, and I'm praying for your book and the success of your platform and your general success for yourself and your family and your loved ones and your community here, because that's what we do. And that's how we do it. All right. Listen, let people know one more time how they can get a hold of you and what they can do to help you.
Yeah. So, my book is available now, just released yesterday. Go to my website, kenyonglover.net. You can get my book there. You can also get in touch with me there. Just go to the contact me form. Just fill it out. You know, whatever you have, any questions, or if you want to speak to me about something, you can always get through me through my site. You can find me on social media also. Just search Kenyon Glover and Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Yeah. So I'm always in ear to listen. So. You know, I'm always willing to talk, and if anybody's going through something, hey, I'll try my best to help you get through it.
I appreciate
that's what it's all about, empowering each other.
That's exactly right. All right, man. Again, thanks for coming on. Thanks for spending a little time with us. We appreciate it. We appreciate it greatly. There will be the link to this program will be on my Facebook page. It'll be on the Talking With ... Facebook page. And I'm going to put it up on my social media as well, on the Talking With Instagram page. And I'm going to throw out a little, because as a 60-year-old, yes, I do TikTok because I love TikTok because it's so much fun. yes, and no, I don't do dance challenges on TikTok. No, because nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that. But I'll put this links to this particular program out there on my social media platforms as well. Again, Get the book, because that's a way that we're going to be able to fund the thing, fund the platform.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just honest with y'all. Just get the book as a start. I'm going to tell y'all, don't be emailing Mr. Glover for his insights when the insights are in the book, and that's how you can fund the platform. Get the book first. KenyonGlover.net. Go ahead and do that first. The book came out yesterday, so there are plenty. Let's get them all. And then hit Mr. Glover up on social media and tell him that you heard the show here on Talking With and that you're excited about what he's doing, because we are excited about what you're doing, my man. We are excited about what you're doing. And we hope to hook up and a little later to find out how it's been going. How about that? Is that cool?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen, brother.
I appreciate that. All right, sir. Well, listen, you have a marvelous Monday. It's time for, you know, what God has given us this day, and we will be glad in it. Go out there and do the things that he has for you today and enjoy the day.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks for having me on. God bless.
It is my honor. God bless now. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
That was Kenyon Glover. We appreciate him being on the program today. I hope y'all got something out of it. Because a lot of this is so, you know, when he brought up the faith portion of what we're talking about here, it is that foundation. It is the foundation of the nation. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear that anymore. But you got to have a buttload, 64 gallons worth of faith to decide that you're going to leave everything you know and that you are going to actually pull away from the King of England, one of the most powerful people in the world at the time. And you're basically literally a ragtag bunch of people who have been dependent on the King this entire time. Holy moly. That takes a buttload. A buttload is actually 64 gallons of faith. You don't do that on a whim. You don't do that because you got emotional about something. You don't do that because you heard on CNN, .. or MSNBC, .. And then you don't carry it out. And you don't win without a firm foundation. Thank you again to Kenyon Glover for being on the program today. We appreciate you greatly, brother. We really, really do. We are praying for the success of your book, the success of your life, the success of your platform, and the expansion of your reach. Thank you ever so much. All right. We're going to bust out. Thank you for coming to Talking With. And so until we see you again, go out there and learn something. Love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself and each other. Oh, I know.